Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Workouts Goldman Podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I'm so glad you're joining me here today in this day number 52 of the 100 Days of Workouts for Goldman Challenge. In this podcast, I want to answer the question, do you need to confuse your muscles? Is that an important part of the muscle building process? Do you need to confuse your muscles? How do you do it? Is that with your training? What do? More reps, more weight, less weight? How often do you change workout? What does it take? And what's the purpose of confusing your muscles anyway? What happens when you don't confuse your muscles? Well, I'm going to answer that question and a lot more in this podcast. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Workouts for Older Men podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I'm so glad you're joining me for this Workouts for Older Men podcast. It is day number 52 of the 100 Days of Workouts for Older Men Challenge, and in this podcast, I want to answer the question, do you need to confuse your muscles? Do you need to confuse your muscles? Now, that is a term that, surprisingly to me, at least, I don't care if a man has been training for 20 years or if he's been training for 20 months, they seem to understand and really appreciate what confusing the muscle is and put a high priority on the muscles need to be confused or they'll adapt and you won't grow. All your training in the gym won't stimulate the muscle that you're after, and that's what weight training is for. All right, so confusing the muscle, if you don't know what that means, it's to change your workout routines. Maybe even change your rep scheme, how many reps you do per set. Maybe the volume, you do higher volume, more sets, more exercises, longer workouts sometimes to confuse muscles. And, you know, contrast that with maybe shorter workouts with fewer reps and more weight and shorter workouts, less exercises, all right? You know, so it's just changing it up a lot frequently, and everybody has a different idea of what frequently is, changing the workout routines, changing the order of the body parts, which day you train them, the order of the exercise, even with a particular body part that you're training, right? Confusing the muscles, mixing it up, all right? That's what confusing the muscle is. And again, that's something that, again, to me, it's surprising. I don't remember in my 31 years going through the journey that I ever believed that was a really important thing to do. But I'm actually surprised, and doesn't matter, again, how long a man who I am helping has trained. Maybe, you know, they could be, I don't know, 55 years old, and they've been training just for 6 months. Somewhere along the line, confusing the muscle became very, very important and something that they do, and they change their workout routines often. So that's what confusing the muscles is all about. You don't want your muscles to adapt. You're working out hard. Your muscle is going to adapt, and that same hard work isn't going to stimulate the muscle growth, isn't going to build that muscle that you want. All right. So that's what confusing the muscle is, and changing around the routines often. The downside, if you don't confuse your muscles, would be that all your war efforts will be neutralized because your body will adapt. All right, so let's talk about that. It's interesting because although it's something that seems to be uniform, that men believe they need to change their workout routines often to confuse the muscles so the muscles don't adapt, the amount of time, all right, that you change your routine, that varies greatly, right? So someone who put a high priority on confusing the muscle, they might change the workout every single week because they want to confuse the muscle and make sure it doesn't adapt and neutralize their muscle building efforts, their weight training, right? Some, it may be every 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. So it's the amount of time you need to change your workout so you confuse the muscle. That varies greatly. There's nothing, I've never found a uniform answer to how often you should confuse the muscles. Now, so that's what that's all about, and those are some of the general answers and the different thought process behind confusing the muscle. Let me tell you, you know, my experience helping other people, my understanding of the whole concept, all right? So here's the thing is that you can confuse the muscle and prevent it from adapting with a certain training mentality, right? And that training mentality is that whatever it is you do, whatever pattern, however long you do a particular routine, whatever order it is, whatever rep scheme, that you're consistent enough to do one more rep, 5 more pounds. And if you can't do that because you'll eventually, you know, to stay safe, can't go on forever with that 1 more rep or 5 more pounds in that particular set, and you can compare week after week after week, then more intangibles come in, like better form, feel, execution, mind-muscle connection. But what, however you describe it, you're doing better than you did last time. So, you know, the muscles, if, you know, you're just lift 5 pounds and do 15 reps, right? You're going to be doing that every single day. You might even do that more often, all right? 3 times a week rather than 2 times a week or whatever. 5 pounds, 15, you know, pounds, 15 pounds, or 5 pounds, 15 reps, whatever the example that I use. You know, your body is going to adapt to that. It's not confused. It knows what's coming, and it's already prepared for it. It's already initiated the growth process to handle that. It's predictable, right? It's already withstood that punishment, so to speak, and learned how to adapt and grow to that, right? So it's no longer confused. How you confuse the muscle is, again, that 1 more rep, 5 more pounds, playing all out on that particular set, whatever the routine is. Right, that's how you confuse the muscle more than changing the angle of the workout, you know, changing the order, lower volume, higher volume, more reps, fewer reps, or whatever combination that you do. I mean, I guess that's confused. It's moving, but you lift weights to overload the muscle to initiate the muscle building process. Now, you know, some might be wanting to be healthy and fit, but that's how you build muscle to be healthy and fit. You know, if you're training for to be athletic, you know, that's a different goal than what I'm talking about. Weight training just to build muscle, and in addition to getting lean, you're healthy, fit, and longevity, right? So for that purpose, so to demand the muscle to grow, to make sure it doesn't adapt and get stagnant, you got to, again, you know, five more pounds, 1 more rep. Better form, feeling, execution, better mind, muscle connection. Just do it better than you did before. Now, here's the thing is if you change your routines often like every week or every 2 weeks, you never build the confidence. Okay, yeah, hey, this gets heavy. I can do better this time. You learn by feel and by setting goals, by seeing what you did the last 2 weeks and saying, hey, I can beat that. I can do 50 pounds this week with and do 7 reps or whatever it is, right? But how do you do that? You build through, you know, doing the same routine often enough, right? I mean, if you did a particular routine and you knew what was coming, you knew when it's challenging, the exercise is challenging, you know what a lot of weight was, you could start predicting because you have experience, right? And you do the same routine, just say for, you know, 8 weeks in a row, you know, you're going to know what's coming. Your mind is going to be strong. And your mind is going to dictate that you can get that 1 more rep or go for 5 more pounds or whatever it is to confuse the muscle. Tell you to keep on moving the workout routines and changing the order all the time too often, you're not taking advantage of you predicting the pattern, learning the pattern, learning your body under that particular situation because you have to adapt to a new workout all the time. You never get that record keeping, that momentum. You never learn from your mistakes or build momentum from your failures by mastering that particular routine if you change it too often. You confuse your mind. I don't know about confusing your muscle because, you know, you don't have the confidence. You probably could do that 5 more pounds, 1 more reps, but the exercise, the order all feels different all the time. You don't have a chance to confuse your muscles because your mind's too confused. You're not taking advantage of that. All right. So, you know, I think you should change routine. It's good. It's healthy. I mean, It's probably good to change your routine if you're the type of person who gets bored, but that's a mental thing. That's not a physical thing. You change your routine every 8 to 10 weeks. That is plenty. That is plenty. You know, I mean, and again, I've done a routine where I did it a year straight, the exact routine. I tell you, I got strong. I got confident. I knew what was going to happen. I knew what I was going to feel. I knew what the last rep, because, you know, taking good record keeping and, you know, I could tell you what I was going to do that Thursday, what body part, what time was going to be, and what challenged me on whatever the second or third set, let alone the weight. I knew what a good workout was. I knew what a bad workout was. I knew everything in between because I learned the routine. I didn't confuse my mind, and I had predictability, so I was going for that one more rep. All right? So every 8 to 10 weeks is fine, but remember, to confuse the muscle, it's 5 more pounds. It's one more rep. Better form, feeling, execution, better mind-muscle connection. That's how you confuse your muscle. And that's how you prevent it from adapting. All right, so that's going to do it for this Workouts for Older Men podcast here, day number 52 of the Workouts, 100 Days of Workouts for Older Men Challenge. You can still join. Go to skiplacour.com/100, fill out that questionnaire. I can put you on my email list, keep you abreast of everything that's going on. We're going to really start kicking it into gear. This has been quite a journey for me, managing all the working out and the filming and the pictures in this podcast. These podcasts are, because it's an easier system for me to do, to come to you every single day, even though that's been challenging over these 52 weeks, but I got a good system, I got a good pattern. All the other stuff, all the posting all over the internet and videos, that's been challenging, but I'm going to really kick it up in gear here. So, thank you so much for joining me. A lot of men, just like you, have been reaching out, talking to me. I put my phone number there, 925-352-4366. If you're around the world, WhatsApp is 1-925-352-4366. That is in the comment section down below. Reach out. Been talking to, I talked to two guys who just listen to the podcast. Got a lot of ways I can help you for my one-on-one coaching. 12-week journeys. You can go one-on-one with me every single week. 3 or 4 coaching sessions if you just need to have everything explained to get rewired in your confusion. 3 or 4 sessions. I've got a package where I have a 90-minute audio, 11 hours over 12 modules explaining all this working out, eating, mindset, systems, lifestyle, when it comes to your body, your health, your fitness, building muscle, losing body fat, now that you're a little bit old, all specifically designed from our view of the world, our frame, our mindset. All right, and you get a one-on-one coaching session with me. That's at solutionswithskip.com. Solutionswithskip.com. That's in the link in the description, too. You can go to skiplegoremembers.com/solutions. You know, that's usually like the men, when they just want to test it out, see what I have to offer. They like these podcasts. They like my style. They like the simplicity. So a lot of men, I meet a lot of men that way, and I was just kind of get a lot of testimonials for that. So we'll look for that, a lot of amazing stories. Didn't even realize how much value they were getting, right? So they sent me some pictures. So check that out. And, you know, if you're loving these podcasts and just can't seem to figure it out, I mean, minimal risk, big potential gain for me to help you crack the code and finally take this to the next level. And a lot of men, you know, 6 months, a year into this, you know, they're successful with their family and their business. They don't want to look over all over the internet, all these videos and everything like that from the younger guys, right? They want me to just coach them and guide them, take through the process, do it long enough so it becomes a part of them. That's smart. All right, so that's going to do it for this Workouts for Older Men podcast. Remember, it's a struggle that makes you strong. It's always been that way. It'll always be that way. Let's make sure we live with a sense of urgency. We have to when we're a little bit older. We've got more time behind us than we do in front of us. Have a great day.